Final remarks from Table 12. I feel conflicted writing to you in my graduating class. Through my work in behavioral health, I have come to explore conflict through the lens of dialectics, a concept that multiple truths can coexist at the same time and yet remain in opposition with one another. For example, I like the idea of icebergs, and I never want to hear about one again. It is with this lens of balancing opposing ideas / feelings that I look at these remarks. I acknowledge that we all individually had expectations of pomp and big badger nurse pride with this changing season, and our worlds have shifted. I feel the genre of graduation speech may not fit for us this year, and I think that's okay. These are unprecedented times, so I've been told. This leaves me in my typical disposition of putting on my table microphone and winging it. Bear with me. I sit here in my newfound office / gym / bedroom / Zoom call center thinking about COVID-19, a virus that has spread and captured all our attention. Between daily, sometimes hourly news updates, I read about the people on the front. I see photos of doctors, delivery workers, politicians, and nurses. It's the nurses that stick out to me. Obs. As my close friends like to tell me, I'm almost a nurse, but not yet. I see photos of these nurses covered head to toe in PPE, and I strain to think about the proper order they put these items on and take them off, only to place their mask in a paper bag. Are the gloves first on or last off? This familiar line of self-doubt, a fun new companion in nursing school, which keeps me up at night, trying to remember the difference between purpura and petechiae. I defer on my original PPE question and keep thinking about the nurses in these photos. Nurses that act as both a shield and shelter, an ally and a champion for their patients who no longer to get a visitor at their side. The tradition of a nurse with their patient living on. A photo of my grandmother in her crisp white nurse's cap hangs near my bed and reminds me of the photos in Cooper Hall. Having had this time away from SSCH, I think about how we all moved in sync between classes as if choreographed. I think about the Revive Cafe runs, the Kahoot quizzes, the IPEs, the Southwest salad bar at the hospital, the online shopping, the med math exams, even the attendance quizzes. Today is Tuesday. True. From the safety of my home, I am so grateful to have had time together as a class. Time to learn, vent, question, and ask, what does good, better, best even mean? And why isn't apply the nasal cannula at 2 liters right? As time takes us forward and we move through this graduation season, I want us to take a moment and appreciate how far we have come. From the prerequisites that made us check the syllabus for passing criteria, to the very shaky first IV with a brave participant, we have undoubtedly become better and safer nurses. Our many hours of lectures, clinicals, and slideshows awarded us the proverbial nurse brain, an optimal balance between reason, judgment, and sleep deprivation. To my professors and clinical instructors, thank you for your patience, willingness, and more patience in getting us all to this point. To my peers, I want to say that I am so grateful that the triple threat of Typhon, Exemplify, and Elsevier are soon behind us, and that we all can get to work as essential workers. From Zachary James Smith at Table 12, I want to say thank you, and stay strong. Congratulations, Badger Nurses.